Would you make a statement, Carson City?
Nobody is coming forward.
Anyone in Las Vegas? No one's coming forward. So let's go ahead to item 2A, which is with regard to the agenda minutes of July 22nd, 2015, for Administrative Agenda A05-15. Are there questions or comments on those agenda minutes?
I don't.
I have none.
I would then move we approve the July 22nd, 2015 Administrative Agenda A05-15 meeting minutes.
Second.
Concur.
Okay. Item 3A is for General Counsel.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 3A are the proposed revisions to the Commission's internal procedure regarding annual orders to show cause associated with failures to meet regulatory obligations. The document you have before you, there's one edit I'd like to propose, which is on page 3 under penalties. It reads, currently the following minimum penalty guidelines. I would like to remove minimum. And that is the only change. This basically, these proposed changes essentially change the process so that staff will now initiate the show cause process rather than general counsel under the old provisions. We will still have staff and its proposals will be relying on the publicly available reporting information that is designated to be filed in particular dockets each year. And staff will just be putting forth the entire case, both the reporting obligation delinquencies as well as the financial obligations. That way it's all coming from staff. We're not in the position of forcing staff to put on a case for furthering a case that was initiated by general counsel or fiscal independently. That way staff, you know, it's their case. They're not really handcuffed in their presentation to the commission. And then finally, with regard to the dockets, I know in the past part of the reason we had general counsel initiate it was so that we didn't have confusion with switching from a petition docket to a subsequent show cause docket. We will retain the process of having only one docket. We'll just have the petition docket convert to a show cause docket once the petition has been acted on by the commission. So with that, I'm available for any questions.
Any questions or comments?
I have none.
Yeah, my only comment would be I understand why we're voting on this because we voted on last time, but given that this is an internal procedure, I'd prefer that to keep it internal and to the extent that there are revisions in the future that commissioners be made aware and that if any commissioner wants to put it on an agenda, then they could go ahead and do that. But I'd prefer not to have these types of process and procedures brought before the commission in public meetings because they are internal procedures and I don't think rise to the level of requiring a commission vote. But that's my thought. I don't know, Chairman or Commissioner Wagner, if you have any comments or thoughts on that.
No, I understand. I think there's an awful lot of stuff that could just be handled by the Executive Director and General Counsel's office without a commission vote. Given that we did vote on the procedures several years ago, what's your druthers to do it here?
I would think that we go ahead, and because we did have the previous vote, to go ahead and vote on this one, but with the caveat that any future changes those changes be circulated internally, and to the extent that there's a desire to bring it to an agenda for discussion and action, then that would be the process at that point. But to, in the future, just maintain any changes internally.
And Chairman, one option available would be to simply vote to repeal the prior version, and we could, you know, circulate this version internally, and then any updates, you know, wouldn't be memorialized in a formally voted on document.
I wonder if I've noticed for that kind of vote, though, Mr. Garrett or Mr. Weir.
Actually, that's a good point.
How about we adopt the...
Well,
Mr. Weir.
I do think we're noticed. I mean, proposed revisions, you know, repealing would be a revision. I think we'd be on solid legal footing, but the proposed changes as they are in drafted form in front of you, they're not very prescriptive. I mean, it basically just outlines categories of delinquent entities, and it's basically permissive language as far as staff, you know, may file petitions. So it's not anything that really restricts us moving forward if it is adopted in the form before you.
Why don't we just go ahead and vote on it, and then when another internal process comes up, we just kind of circulate it amongst General Counsel and the Executive Director, and et cetera.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. So let's go ahead, and I would move that we adopt the proposed revisions as filed. Filed, and then and as edited by Mr. Weir today.
Second.
Concur.
Thank you. Item 4A is the Executive Director, Ms. Mullen.
At this time, Chairman, I have nothing further to report.
Okay. We move to item 5A, which is also public comment. Is there anyone here who would like to provide public comment on any items that over which the Commission has authority?
No one is coming forward in Carson City.
And no one's coming forward in Las Vegas. We're adjourned.